Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix. Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! You guys, we have a special guest in the room with us today.
Woo-hoo! Mr. Caleb Harris. Welcome to the pod.
So what is your guys' problem with me?
Other than the fact that you're gay?
Right, because I was feeling that. I was like, it's cool when it's gays, but then all of a sudden.
There can only be one of us in here, so I do I only feel have a little so sun, but it's okay.
I know, the power's too great on this side of the room.
It is gay over here.
I can feel it. It's palpable. Yeah.
The gayness has skyrocketed almost immediately.
It's usually just me saying, like, do you think Jeremy Allen White's hot, to Drew? And then she goes, what do you think? I go, never mind. Well, that's me being gay.
Never mind. It's real on this side of the room.
You can feel it. Yeah.
You guys all know this, but we are huge fans of Caleb.
Yeah.
It is so mutual. I love you guys. Down.
Down, bitch.
Baby, are you down, Jay Sean? Do you guys remember that song?
Of course.
Baby, are you down.
Where the lyric down is 90% of the
down.
Song.
Yeah. And that's how I love y'all.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring
and
it back.
That's how I love y'all. Down.
I remember... when you came to our live show last year, I was so nervous because Drew said Caleb's coming. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah,
because we've just been such big fans of you forever.
Yeah.
And to see that you're just as wonderful in person as you are online has been really heartwarming.
Well, I'm faking it with you guys.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I want you guys to think I'm a good person because I'm trying to get in with your parents. Oh, that's really
That's the first thing you said when you got here. Where are your parents? Unbelievable.
I'm a Noel stan into my core, bitch. To my core, bitch.
That's everyone, honestly. Everyone's just, like, they're great. Using us.
Where's your mom?
I stan Noel. And you guys are, like, cool, but, like, Noel?
You guys are chill. I mean,
yeah, I guess.
That's
yeah.
head girlina right there.
I want to meet your mom, too. I love your videos of her. She's
Diva.
So funny.
Kelly's real as fuck. Kelly's real
I
as
love
fuck.
That.
She literally, every little thing, she's like, I think I've earned a beer. I'm like, you got up. You know what I mean? Like,
She woke up today. Yeah.
It's Wednesday, beer o'clock. I'm like, okay, girl.
Whatever that means.
Work,
yeah.
Diva.
My mom, the best way to describe my mom is my mom and all the women in my family that I like are like, are you guys familiar with the Margaritaville brand of white people?
Oh,
absolutely.
Course.
Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah.
The white women in my family are parrot heads. They're like, fuck my job. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's time.
That's so funny. There used to be a Jimmy Buffett's in Hawaii when I went to school there. And one of my friends served there, and we used to go. She used to give me free nachos all the time.
Ooh.
And I said, these are the vibes.
Real.
I know. Now
these
it's a brewery.
Are fucking vibes.
Now it's a brewery.
They changed it.
Yeah.
Gentrification, it hits us all.
Ugh. I was just on the way over here thinking about the way that gentrification has changed the University of Hawaii Manoa. Did you go to Manoa?
Yes,
yeah.
I sure did, girl.
Okay, period.
Oh, I'm good.
The Jimmy Buffett right down the street.
Yeah. I hate the way that things have changed around there.
I know.
On the drive over here, I was like almost in tears because I was like, it used to be so different.
I miss that time.
How you been, babe?
I'm good, dude. I'm chilling. I had a big drama. I tried to sell my house.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
Did y'all see this on Close?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I tried to, this woman, I was, my house was not for sale. I have a house in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And this woman just came out of nowhere and was like, I want to buy your house for a lot of money. And I was like, okay.
Don't threaten me with a good time,
sure.
Girl.
Great, I'll go buy a new one then. I was like, that sounds good. And yeah, she backed out at the last minute. So I'd flown home and like done inspection. So I've been really, do you ever have an event in your life that throws you off your path so turbulently that you start reading about Buddhism?
My breakup. My first lesbian breakup. I'm like, I think I need to go to the hospital of some sort.
Yeah, I'm low-key one with the universe.
Yeah. I'm all laying in the backyard. Yeah.
I wake up and I'm at Burning Man.
Yeah.
100%, bitch. I literally, on the way to the airport in Kansas City, I stopped at my favorite bookstore and I was like, what do you have on the trials and tribulations of being alive? And I read that thing on the, I was sitting on the plane being like, we do experience a million births and rebirths. That's so true.
I've always said that.
Is when I got fucking fired, I did 75 hard.
Oh, bitch. I know
that's
you did.
And that's my version of that.
I know you were reading 10 pages a day on the treadmill.
I read Gallon of Water, Moss.
I'm immediately reading like that fucking, what's that one, Dace, what's the orange book? It's the inspirational one.
Oh, like How to Learn Not to Give a Fuck or something.
Yes. Me learning, like me reading self-help books.
Yeah.
Please.
The way I became like a Brené fucking Brown. Girl boss.
Yeah.
Please. Dude, one of the hardest times I've ever laughed, I was in a FedEx. You guys know I do business. And
yeah.
I was in a FedEx and they have a book section. Should not. And
oh, okay.
There was one that was like, it was like 15 things that winners always do.
Yes.
And I was like, number one has to be not buying a self-help book at the FedEx. You know what I mean? Like when you're buying self-help books, like I just did, you're obviously like in a crisis.
You're going through something.
Yeah.
That's why when I did 75 hard and I did not cheat at all, like I did it the entire time.
The progress
time.
Pictures, workouts, yeah.
Yeah, all that fuck ass shit I did. Like as soon as I got fired, maybe the next day I was like, I think I want to do 75 hard.
Yeah.
Is anyone else interested?
Randomly, who wants to go keto? Come on.
Let's do it together. Let's do it.
The comedy writer or like artist version of that. I don't know if you guys have friends who have done this or if you yourselves have been inflicted, but the artist's way. Have you done The Artist's Way?
No.
It's this book by this lady from like, I don't know, the 70s or 80s or something. And it's basically like everybody. When a friend tells me they're doing The Artist's Way, I'm like, I'll be coming over a little bit more.
I'm going to check in with you at least once a day. Yeah.
Let's get you some shoes without laces. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, because that book is such a cry for help. It's literally like.
I've never heard of that. That's so interesting.
Genuinely, here's the thing. When I had my crisis in Reddit, it did change my life. It's like,
it's
it will
good.
Change
it's
you.
It's good. Yeah.
It will
that was
change.
Literally me reading Daring Greatly by Brené
Brown.
Please.
Anything, girl. Yeah. How to Win and Influence Friends.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of random books like that.
The
yeah.
way that I'm like, I need professional help.
Yeah.
Like, I need professional help. Couldn't afford therapy at the time.
Yeah.
Gonna buy a book.
Brené's the one to do it. Brené.
Yeah.
If you haven't cried to a Brené Brown video when you were at your lowest,
girl,
you're not real to me.
One of her TED Talks.
Girl.
And she's literally talking about me.
This is literally Brené Brown. She'll say something that's almost nothing. Brené Brown will get on stage and be like, but when we don't get what we want, how do we react?
And then you're like,
and I'll be like, fuck! You know, that bitch just has a little charm to her.
No, girl, the way I was YouTubing Tony Robbins, and then I, at some point, I have to be like, maybe I need professional help.
I gotta say, we have had a lot of fun so far on the pod, but when you brought up Tony Robbins, that was dark.
The energy felt weird.
That made me worry about you in a way.
Daisy, when she was going through her breakup or like about to, like we had known obviously for a couple months.
Is this
it wasn't
like while I'm in New York?
Well.
Or,
yeah.
Okay.
She
I haven't even told you all my lore, but yeah, I went through a breakup in New York.
Oh, girl, I know.
She literally sent my mom a voice note and she's like, okay, this is what I'm doing today. Yeah, I'm going to go here. And also, I was thinking I might want to go to a mental hospital. Anyways, that's all. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. That's verbatim what she said. She's like, I think I
need. But I was like laughing. I was like, anyways.
She's like, anyways, so the sun's out today, though. But yeah, I'll call you later. Okay, love you. Bye. She sent a voice memo to my mom saying, like, I think I need to go to the mental hospital. But anyways, yeah.
But then maybe Barnes & Noble.
But before that, I'm definitely going to hit up, Barnes & Noble.
But first, and then, coffee. Yeah. I think I need to check into a mental hospital, but not before I've had my coffee.
Don't even talk to me before I've had my coffee.
Don't even speak to me until I've checked into my mental hospital.
Until I've been 5150.
Until I've been 51. What? Wait, were you a Muna stan at that time yet?
No, that was pre-Muna.
Dace, what was the song you were listening to all the time, though? There was a couple songs you're like, I listen to this song so much.
Oh, Fine Line by Harry Styles. This is like right before my breakup. That song, and I would lay in my living room and cry because I couldn't be in the room with her because I wanted to scream at the top of my lungs. I listened to that one. What was another one?
I don't know. You were listening to a lot of Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm gay. Of course I have. Yeah. But no, I didn't start listening to Muna until I moved home.
Yeah.
So when I moved back home, then like that's why Silk Chiffon was my number one song of 2022.
Yeah.
Because I listened to that song and the whole album, because Muna, their album dropped that year. I listened to the whole thing. The first time I ever heard Kind of Girl was probably like 4 months after my breakup. And I was like in my Prius. Like,
dude, well, the reason I ask is because Muna has an early banger called It's Gonna Be Okay Baby.
I know, and it makes you cry every time I listen to it.
And there's literally a part where she's like, you're gonna move to New York, you're gonna think about suicide, you're gonna call your mom. And I'm like, okay, days, check, what? Check, 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 check.
Me. Do they have fucking cameras in my house?
I was like, wait a second.
No, what? My mom called me and she goes, because my mom was already planning on going to New York to visit my sister. It was supposed to be for a birthday trip, but then it was
for
like
my mom, to for save her birthday.
Yeah, for my mom's birthday. And she called me. She goes, yeah, I'm bringing her home. Like, she called me. She's like, I'm bringing that bitch home.
Noelle said, we're packing Dace up and bringing her back.
Yeah, she goes, and I don't care what she says. Like, I'm bringing her fucking home. Like, I'm bringing her home.
And then the day I sent her that voice memo, she called me. And I was fighting with my ex when she called me. And I was like, hello?
On the phone. Girl, hey!
I think you should come home. I go, why? And she goes, you sent me that voice memo. I go, so?
She's like, I was like literally kidding.
It's a joke. She's like, you're coming home. And I was
dude,
like, okay.
Anytime my mom clocks me like that in a way that I haven't, like when your mom knows something about you that you don't know yet,
yeah.
I get so mad. Like my mom will be like, I think something's going on with you. I'm like, you're a fucking bitch. How
you
do you know shit?
You're so wrong.
Literally.
You're literally wrong. It's so funny too, because when I was working at the NFL, everybody knows I worked in. That's where I got fired from.
The year that the Kansas City Chiefs won their first Super Bowl.
That is true. I covered that game, and then she fired me 48 hours later. And the fun fact, right after the Super Bowl.
Damn, you were at your lowest low, and I was at my highest high.
And that's the beauty of life. The yin and yang.
The yin and yang, baby. You were really losing a job, and I was gaining so much. I was gaining a Lombardi trophy. I was gaining... My city was winning.
Girl, you were riding a high, and I was on a fast track to Tony Robbins.
And somewhere,
RIP to me.
Somewhere 18,000 miles outside of LA, you were having a low.
I literally do. Like, I remember when I was going like through the realization that I hated my fucking job, and it's like, you know, everybody hates their job until someone goes, maybe you hate your job, and you're like, I actually love my job.
Fuck you.
Like, if I could work 100 hours,
you
I would.
Just finished complaining for like an
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, I was complaining about how what a fucking horrible person my manager was, and then they're like, well, maybe you hate your job, and I'm like, and you, maybe you should kill yourself.
Maybe if you had a fucking business and you fucking knew what was going on, you'd try like, running the NFL. Yeah.
Like, the way I just went to immediate denial, because I was like, that's so not true. But I would work, like, I worked 6 days a week. Well, no, 5 days a week, but one of them was Sundays. And so I would have Thursday, Fridays off typically. And I'm not kidding, when I would get home, because it would take me 1,001 years to get home. Once I got there, I wouldn't eat. I would sleep, and I would sleep until like 3 p.m. the next day, wake up, eat something like a snack, and then I'd go back to sleep for like 12 more hours. So then my sister was like, she's like, I'm just so tired. I was telling her, I'm just so tired. Like,
let's
driving.
Go to the movies. Let's hang out.
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm tired from driving all the time. And my mom was like, oh, maybe she's just tired. My sister goes, she's depressed. She's literally depressed.
Hello.
Yeah. She's like, no, she's literally like, she's sick. Like, actually, though. And I was like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You're a stupid bitch, Daisy. You don't understand. It's called being a fucking grown-up.
And I was like, I literally love my job. Like, I love it, even though I looked like that Cynthia doll from Rugrats, because I was losing all my hair because I was so fucking depressed and horrible.
Okay, hot. Not me wanting to hit. Yeah. Look,
Wait, do you have pics?
You know what's really sick, though? When you were like, I was eating once a day and sleeping the rest of the time, I'm like, damn, I kind of need to be on that.
Me too.
Maybe the NFL will fire you, and then you could go through that too.
Girl, the way it was so bad. It was so dog shit.
When she got fired, though, she called, I think, my mom first, and then me. Like, we were doing something, so we didn't answer, and then she called my dad.
Yeah.
She's like, I just got fired. And he was like, congratulations.
Congrats.
And we were so excited. And then we went to Denny's for dinner, because that was the only thing open.
Because she got home at
8 p.m. And then I was telling her, now two of our family members have been fired by the NFL, because my dad used to play in the NFL, but then he got cut.
Yeah, my dad was like, damn, they do not want us in there. Girl.
Y'all need to find a different passion.
The NFL sent me an email and they said, take a hint, bitch. Yeah. Fucking take a hint.
Get out.
They
said,
you and your dad, get out of here.
And fuck your dad, by the way.
Y'all are a lot of fun, but you can't be over here no more.
You know what's funny too, is like, when I left the HR meeting that I didn't plan on going to, they... my fucking horrible manager, she had called security and told them to wait by my desk. And what's crazy is she fired me at 4:15 and everybody gets off at 5 because she wanted everyone to see me get escorted out of the building.
Girl.
And I actually knew the security guard because I was a fucking loser. So like the only people who were my friends were all the workers in that building. So like the lunch guys, like they loved me. The lady who cleaned the bathroom, she loved me.
Yeah.
Security guy, when he saw me, he was like, and that's not a look you want to get.
Nah.
No.
Woman of the fucking people. Woman of the people, though, I'll tell you that.
And then he actually, when I got outside, he like walked away from my desk so that I could like get my stuff and leave.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want. And manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Now you know I've been fired from a job and...
Girl, we actually have very similar stories.
Girl, you and me, I was doing the joke earlier about thinking on the drive over, but I was thinking on the drive over how just literally when I met both of you, I was like, spirit connection. I was like, universe.
Truly,
I was like, these are my girls.
Literally.
Like, there just does feel like there's a very strong thread that runs between us.
Absolutely.
But when I got fired from my job at the finance firm, we must laugh. And
what were you doing there?
I was an administrative assistant. I was doing like expenses and receptionist work.
But you were like fine. You're like, who needs new pens? Let me know, girl.
Well, I was trying and they weren't digging it. You know what I mean? I literally got, one of the things I got in trouble for is I kept ordering too many fun snacks. My boss was like, so everybody can't have their favorite snack. And I was like, but they want it.
So
I was like, don't give me a company card if you don't want me to be awesome. You know, like literally women who worked in other reception areas of the company would stop by and be like, because I did all the ordering for the kitchens.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, can we get this really niche kind of yogurt? And I'd be like, girl, I got you.
Yeah, girl.
Of course.
Add it to my list.
Get like 12 of a yogurt that only Denise eats. You know what I mean? Like, just bad for business. You know? But they tried to have a security guard walk me out and told me I couldn't go back to my desk because they were like, you can't access your computer. And I was like, let me tell you something. I'm logged onto my personal social media accounts on that computer because I spent most of my job on Twitter. And I was like, I have stuff at that desk that I need. And she was like, I have like tennis shoes that I walked to the office. It was in Chicago. So I walked to the office and then changed into my dress shoes. And I was like, I need those things. And she was like, we'll mail them to you. And I was like, no, you won't. I'll be going to my desk right now and getting them. And if security wants to have a problem about that, they can. But I'm not trying to cause a scene. I just want my shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, we'll mail it. And I was like, no, I need my sneakers now. I'm broke. Like,
I have to walk back home. So
yeah.
Baby, no. And I was like, I have one pair of sneakers and one phone charger. I'm poor.
Like, and they're at that fucking desk.
And I have one Twitter account with no followers. I'm going to be at that desk, you know? I was like, I need this. This is all I have.
Yeah, you don't understand.
So she was like, fine. Me and the security guard will escort you up. And she stood there and like tapped her foot the whole time. And I still remember the look on her stupid fucking face.
Yeah,
I
me too.
Hate that woman.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I literally feel too like so deeply. I didn't have nearly as much shit on my desk as I did at my other jobs.
Yeah.
And I felt like maybe that was a sign because like I did have like a couple pictures and stuff, which I like, I literally just took my fuck ass pictures and I was like to that desk on my way out. I was like, fuck this fucking desk. But the security guy left me alone, which I thought was nice. And it's because I was like nice to him. And so he was like, he didn't want to embarrass me, which I thought was nice to do because I'm just a teenage girl.
Yeah.
I was 23. But
you were 12 in many ways. Yeah.
But it was just like, it's one of those things where you're like, okay, maybe this is not where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
At all. Like, I was like, I am way too fucking funny for this job, girl.
You are and were. And that's actually something I was just, the whole drive over here, it was long. I was talking to my aunt. I was talking to my aunt on the phone, who I'm very close with, about the house stuff on you that I was just telling you.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I ran with it. It was this total unexpected thing. And I ran with it because I felt like the universe was pushing me in that direction.
Yeah.
You know, the universe was providing these things for me that I was supposed to be chasing. And that's so fun. It's like believing in the universe has a plan for you is so fun, easy, and exciting when it's a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
The really hard part is the flip side of that, where you have to go, when the universe shuts doors for you, it's protecting you from something.
Absolutely.
You know, it's saving you from something. It's promoting you to your next opportunity or whatever.
Absolutely.
That part is hard and not fun.
Yeah, that's the worst part, honestly. Yeah. That's like the part I feel like is those are the real universe plans. Unfortunately,
yeah,
they're always ones that are fucking horrible. Yeah. Like her breakup, us getting fired. Like they put us on specific paths on purpose. And I know it's because I never would have left. Like I was telling my family for months, like, I'm gonna leave. No, for sure, I'm gonna leave. But like I had responsibilities, like I had bills to pay. I'm like, I can't just like quit. I have savings, but it's not gonna float me for long enough. And it's hard enough to get a job in this industry. And if I leave on a bad note, I'm going to be blackballed. It's going to be too hard for me to work in sports still. And so I just like kept postponing it.
Yeah.
And then I had no fucking choice. That's like literally like they told me to leave and never come back. So.
And thank God.
Yeah. Thank God they did. Cause like then I did 75 hard, as we all know. And then
75 hard changed your life.
I took ice cold showers at 5 a.m. every morning. Yeah, oh, fucking bitch. Right.
You were in it.
Oh, no way, girl. That's the second part that's of 75, part two. Oh, 75, I didn't get there. Once I did it once, I was like, oh, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
I tried, yeah, never doing especially that again. After my breakup, I tried to do it again because I had done it once before that. I couldn't do it again.
No. It's not my. That's not my mission.
That's not my journey. Yeah.
No, actually, I'd rather just not.
That's not part of my testimony.
I don't get it, and I don't want to get it.
No. I wasn't put here to do anything hard, let alone 75.
For 75 days.
I was here to do like a million easy. God wanted me to relax.
He said, take your time.
He said, honey, chill out. He said, eat whatever you want and smoke weed at the end of every single day.
You deserve relax. It. Yeah. That's how you get it from your mom. You're like, I deserve this.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's when I started smoking weed too.
Yeah.
For sure.
75 hard because you can't drink. And I was like, they never said anything about weed.
<As well. laughs> Dude, I have this, and this, I've never said this anywhere before. It's exclusive to Two Idiot Girls, and it's horribly embarrassing. But my biggest way to de-stress lately is where I live in LA, I have my, a good friend of mine lives behind me in a different building. A good friend of mine of many years lives three doors down. Another two other good friends of mine live in two separate places, two blocks away.
How fun.
Period.
So we've gotten really lucky because that never happens in LA.
Yeah, no, never.
And these are like old friends, people I love. And then I live with two of my very, very good friends, one of whom I've known since I was 14. We met at student council camp. Shout out, Allie. And in Missouri. And
you would be in student council.
Oh, sense. Girl. You yeah, know, I ran that shit like the motherfucking military. Right?
I feel like a lot of people talk about like, gay people being in theater. I'm like, but what about student council? We don't talk about ASB. We don't talk about ASB enough. Yeah.
Yes, dude. And but one of my biggest ways to unwind these days is I will text anyone who's available and be like, hey, come over. We're going to get high, order pizza, and watch Family Guy.
When I tell you I do that almost every night, I'm not kidding. And it's specifically Family Guy.
It has to be Family
Guy. It has to be.
Almost half of her bits are random quotes from Family Guy.
It has to be Family Guy.
I told them on here, I kept saying like, I don't care. I'm not driving.
Yeah.
And I got that from a Family Guy episode. I say it all the fucking time. Then now it's one of our bits on this show is I don't care, I'm not driving. I just did one the other day, like where I was like, bad. Like I say bad. It in that accent. And it's literally from a Family Guy.
Dude, Family Guy is one of the like funniest, hardest joke for joke comedies ever written.
That's what I have been saying. The way we're literally twins is in fucking
the girls and gays are sleeping on.
I'm telling you.
Because you've written for Big Mouth, right?
Yes.
I think Big Mouth is really funny.
Well, can I tell you something? Andrew Goldberg, shout out Andrew, my friend.
Yeah.
Andrew Goldberg wrote on Family Guy forever and ever and then was an executive producer of Family Guy.
Period.
And he co-created Big Mouth and the Big Mouth spinoff Human Resources.
Yeah, which I also really love. Yeah.
You can feel it. Yeah. Like, and also when you're in the room with somebody, like Andrew is a brilliant, brilliant comedy writer.
Oh, okay.
TV comedy writer, joke writer. And he's not like a stand-up. He's like a TV guy. He's a TV genius.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in the room with him, you can just feel it. You're like, wow, this guy knows what the fuck he's doing.
I literally told, I was like, me having these high conversations with Billy, I'm like, this show is so layered. Like, the way I'm like, there are so many jokes, bro. Like, they're just so layered. Like, their writing is just unbelievable. Like, it's so fucking funny. It, like, kills me.
And they'll be doing something so, like, we've let straight bros own Family Guy for too long. The girls and the gays need to take it.
Period.
They'll be in the middle of something so absurd and cartoonish, and then they'll drop in such a human moment, like such a realization.
Yeah. Yes.
Like I was watching an episode last night when I was high eating pizza, and it was like one of the characters was screaming about something ridiculous, like they were doing some big buffoonish thing.
Yeah.
And he was going, let's go, let's go. And then one of the other characters turns to him and goes, hey Joe, that's like right in my fucking ear.
It's like right in my fucking ear.
It's just so like they'll just do those little human things where it just, I mean, me and everyone that I was watching it with just fell on the floor laughing. It's so funny, dude.
It's really funny.
I literally, I thought of one, like one episode that like my boyfriend and I love is like when Stewie becomes a personal trainer and he's training Ryan. Yes. That episode, like, cause my boyfriend was a personal trainer for a long time. He is now, but like, the jokes in that shit are so specific.
Yes,
like
dude.
When he's like, so got any New Year's plans? And he's like, it's March. And then he was like, well, part of being a trainer is I always have to ask about your New Year's plans.
No matter the time of the year.
And yeah. He's like, so like, do you want to do like 3 years in advance? Or do you want to do like sesh to sesh? And then he like abbreviates everything.
Yeah.
And then he's like, 3 years? That's a long, no, let's just do session by session. And he goes, okay, so not motivated. Got it.
No, not committed.
Not committed. That's what it is.
Dude. I was rewatching the other night the episode where Peter accidentally becomes a mob boss.
Oh my god, dude.
And he says like
because he's becoming a godfather or whatever.
He just doesn't speak Italian, so he just always says prego. they'll be like buongiorno, and he'll be like prego. And it's so stupid.
It's so stupid. And I was explaining this to Dayson once, but I was like, literally the joke about Family Guy is that like it is the greatest irony that he is a horrible person. Because, like, who he is, like, the joke is he's a horrible straight white guy. Like,
yeah.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
And I was like, and stupid white, like, stupid straight white guys think, like, oh, yeah, he's like, fuck my wife.
He's but a
like,
legend.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, he's a legend. I was like, that's not the joke is that it's him saying
like
it.
He's,
that's
the joke is, like, he's the joke. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, the writing is too smart for them to understand, so they only laugh at, like, superficial shit about it. But I'm like, that's why it's funny, because it's ironic. Because yeah. He's a horrible fucking father and husband.
He's a loser / moron.
Yeah, that's literally the fucking joke. I love that for you. Dude, I love that we're twin flames like that.
Dude, I feel like I'm wrapped in a warm blanket in here right now. I feel so safe to tell my truth.
That is my favorite thing to do at the end of the, especially now that we all do this for a living. That's like the only thing you can do. It's so funny because the other night when we were doing that exact same thing, we got Indian food instead. Oh, girl, when I ate, you would have thought I was at a Michelin star restaurant, bitch. The way I was eating that
elevated.
Shit. And we were in, like, complete silence. Like, nothing was just playing.
Sounds of eating.
Just eating. And then I was, like, looking at my boyfriend, and I was like, you really knocked it out the park with this choice. You're fucking killing it. Keep it up.
Okay, brother. Good shit.
Keep it up, bro.
You've got a future here.
You just bought yourself another year, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
I wish I had a boyfriend. Sorry.
Oh, no, same.
Oh.
No, same for sure.
Yeah.
If dude. You think I don't get sick of those two, I'm like, literally, every time you guys are cute on Instagram, I'm like, I don't know who I want to be more in that relationship. But the fact that I'm neither makes me want to die. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's sick.
I called her the other day. I'm like, oh, like, I was trying to ask her something. I'm like, oh, are you busy? She's like, oh, yeah, I'm on a date. I'm like, oh, I don't know what that's like. Anyways, do you want? She was like, oh, okay, have fun on your date. I wish I remembered what those were like. Yeah.
Anyway, girl.
It's funny because ER Fight Master is a very good friend of yours. And I love ER.
They're my number one enemy. I love ER so much.
Like, ER literally messaged me when we followed each other on Instagram. And they were like, seeing how hot you and your boyfriend are together makes me rethink my aggressive heterophobia.
Yes. You guys are changing things. You're shifting things in the heterosexual paradigm because you guys are actually hot and cool and not weird. And so I'm literally like coming around on straight people again. Like, I see you guys together and I go, wait, does straight love have value? You know what I mean?
Like, this is the representation they've been missing.
It changes missing. Things.
Yeah. I know. Sometimes when I see couple, because sometimes people are like, oh, when you make couple content, I was like, no. Actually no. And that's literally because I'm like, because we're a real couple, so I don't need to do that.
Yeah, we're, you know, actually happy with each other.
Yeah, I actually love him, so I don't need to do that.
You're like posting a video of him like cleaning up around the house and it's like, I think I love this.
Dude, the way, oh god, that's why sometimes when I see, they're like, we like never fight, I'm like, you're not a real couple, bitch.
Bitch.
You're not dating each other.
Right.
Are you kidding? The amount of times I want to square up with him is insane. We were fighting on the way to London. We fought on the way to London. I was like, I was sitting across from him at the terminal because I just like didn't want to sit next to him.
I know, dude.
And I was like,
and then I had to act like nothing's wrong.
Daisy's like, they really were.
I was vlogging. You guys watched the London vlog. I was like, la, la, la,
yeah, we were fighting. Yeah, me and Billy were fighting in that exact moment. In that exact moment. BTS were fighting. But then we were doing like a what's in my bag. I was just like showing the camera for the Patreoners. And then she goes, should I ask Billy? I was like, no. And then I was like, cut the camera.
All right, so no worries. No. Store that away.
Literally, I was like, do you want books? I can go buy you a book. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm all okay.
I saw literal a TikTok that was like, there's groups of three are like this, and it's most likely two of them are a couple and one's not.
Yeah.
And it was literally like two of them fucking fighting and one just sitting there watching. And I was like, this is so me, Dayson and Billy. But specifically, he watches that's us me.
Fight.
No, I was saying, but specifically me and Dayson fighting and Billy just being like,
well,
and between
shit, y'all.
Yeah,
dude, we fought at what? Which one? Oh, Coachella.
Yeah. Not last year, but the year before. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know about that story. But anyways, we told you what happened at that Coachella. Anyways,
we gave you the BTS.
We gave you the BTS of that.
So anyway, more on the Patreon.
Yeah. But anyways, when we all three of us, well, no, me fighting with each of them individually for whatever reason. I think we were just stressed out. But at the last day, me and Dayson got into a stupid fight. I don't remember why, but then that was the only time in like the 7 years I've been with Billy that he's been like, hey guys, I think this is like, maybe we stop. Like that is the only time in 7 years, like he never gets involved ever.
No, he just ignores us.
But it's literally because he knew how stupid it was because we literally couldn't hear, like physically couldn't hear each other.
Like Doja Cat is performing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know why you're acting like that. And we're both yelling. Oh, really? You're going to be like that? And we're just yelling at each other, but I can't hear what she's saying.
You're literally like, you're being a fucking bitch. And it's like, ooh, I paint the town red. Literally.
And then he was like, hey guys, maybe we don't. Because
that's my boy.
Yeah, that's my boy. And we were like, that was so stupid. Well, then 2 minutes after that, something really annoying happened. And then I text Dayson and I was like, hey, check your phone. And she thought I was like going to be talking shit to her. So she opened it and it said, can you fucking believe that bitch? That's what I
texted her. And then it made us
fight
laugh
over.
And then we saw
fight over immediately.
Of course, dude. That's how it is when you really love somebody. It's like, yeah, I have noticed these, especially people online who paint these like conflict-free versions of their life. I'm like, you're all miserable.
Yeah.
You're miserable. I'm happy because when someone gets on my nerves, I can just go, hey, you're really pushing it right now. We need five. You know what I mean? Like,
that's so real because I feel like I've been seeing a lot of things where people are like, oh yeah, like as soon as there's conflict, like that person's toxic, I'm cutting them off. I'm like, you don't have any real friends.
Yeah. No,
like real friends beef, bitch. Like sometimes you guys get annoyed or get on each other's nerves. That's okay.
Also,
that's fine.
Conflict, saying what's truly on your mind. Like that is the people think kindness is not saying things that might upset somebody. Actually, kindness is telling the truth. Like
exactly.
The kindest thing you can do is have the conflict because what, you're going to harbor it against me? I don't want to be a man, you know, like.
And ew. I'm a very obviously confrontational person. I don't know if that's a shock to anyone in the room. I'm very upfront about my feelings. So like if I'm upset or something upset me, I'll be like, hey, this really upset me because X, Y, and Z. Like I'm like, let's talk about it now. And then I'm never going to think about it ever again.
Yeah.
Like once we get this out, I'm good. Like I'm not mad. I'm not harboring anything because I don't want to carry that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't have to guess with me.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. That's why it's so funny too, because sometimes like if there are new people, like if like Billy's brother's dating someone or whatever, if they ever are in fear of me not liking them or Billy or whatever, sometimes they'll be like, no, don't worry, with Drew, you'll never have to guess. Yeah.
Like if she'll let you know.
Yeah, like if I don't like you, you won't be like, I wonder if she, like, you'll know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll know for sure. And if I like you, same, you'll know for sure.
You'll be aware. Yeah, dude.
But you're an Aquarius, like, so that makes sense.
I am an Aquarius, and I believe you that it makes sense. I don't know what any of that means, but oh my God, the other day I did it. I oftentimes when I'm flying, I'll do Q&As on Instagram just because it's like a fun little thing.
They're my favorite things to watch on your Instagram story.
Thanks, dude. I love doing it. It's so fun, and my fans are unhinged. So they really are. They're really nuts. Shout out to the K-Lebrities and K-Lesbians. But someone... oh gosh, what was I even talking about?
You said Q&A on your
being
Instagram.
An Aquarius.
Oh, an Aquarius. Someone said, "What are your signs?" Unfortunately, and so I posted my full like sun, moon, rising, all that shit.
Yes, I remember that.
And story. I just felt like I felt like I jerked off on camera. Like it was so intimate and revealing.
Yeah, you're like, I feel like I just posted my social security number and for everyone to see.
For sure. And I spiraled because people were DMing me. You know, sometimes I'll check the requests when I'm doing something like that.
Yeah.
And people were DMing me and being like, not the Saturn returning rises in the moon, making a lot of sense. And I'm like, what? I had to text my astrology friend and be like, what does this mean? She's sending me like 3-minute long voice notes being like, so it could mean anything, but like at the end of the day.
You know? What's your moon and rising?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, okay. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I feel like you have Leo.
Let's get
in
the real
chart.
Tea. Let's get the real tea.
Let's get the real tea. Let's tell. Oh my God, your mom texted me. That's my fucking girl, Lena.
Speaking of.
We might get dinner later. Okay,
that's why you have to leave at 3. You have
I have to go to meet with Noelle. My ascendant. Okay, my sun is Aquarius. My moon is Scorpio.
Okay, period.
And then what's ascendant, Mercury, Venus, Mars? Which one of those do I say?
Ascendant.
My ascendant is Taurus.
Oh, okay. You do give off Taurus energy.
And Brittany's a Taurus.
Brittany's a Taurus sun.
I love Brittany down. You guys know that.
We all love. When the girls hang out, the three of us and Brittany.
Let me tell you something.
It's a hoot.
Let me tell you something about people who need to know. Brittany Broski is one of the, and I can't stand her.
Personally.
I think if there's a heaven, I won't see her there.
I know for a fact I won't.
But that is one of the realest bitches to ever walk this fucking planet.
Amen.
She is real as fuck.
Amen. Dude. I've told people too. I'm like, when people ask me how she is, I'm like, she's exactly who you think she is.
She is everything you think she is, good and bad.
Yeah.
Mostly bad.
No, she, and also I just have to like, just like truly in the same way as both of you, I feel this way about y'all as well. Talent dripping out of her pores.
Period.
Charm and talent dripping out of every fucking ounce of that person.
Period. That's so real, honestly. Yeah. And well, speaking of Instagram stories or whatever, recently I got into a real big beef with British people about their food.
Oh God, I saw that you did.
And you've been there.
I've been to Britain.
Thoughts?
About
you did text us. You did text us recommendations, but none of them were British.
No, that's the thing. Hello, take a hint. Hello, the best food in London is from other places.
Exactly.
Yo, British food is ass-tastic. And I want to say shout out to my British friends. They sold those shows out in London last year. I appreciate y'all, but your food is whack
it's
as
awful.
Fuck.
And it's okay if we talk about it, girl.
But here's one thing y'all aren't going to like from me. You two here in these chairs. The fry-up, the English breakfast... It works for me.
Which one?
The full English fry up. The like.
I think you just got it from somewhere not good. Jordan.
Probably
ham, sausage, the tomato, the beans. It all works for me, and I specifically.
And that's the white.
I stay for sure. And if you think I like being white, you're crazy. It's one of my biggest shames, but it's where we are. You know what I mean? I've just made peace.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do love it. It really works for me. And that's about it.
And you know what's so disappointing for me is like, I really wanted an English breakfast because I was like likening it to like Thanksgiving dinner where like all of it seems so random, but it all works.
Yes.
Right. So I was like, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a bitch. Like I'm really trying to get in on that.
Yeah.
And so I tried it 4 times.
Girl, I don't. I will.
But
tell
one
you,
time was a plane, so I don't really count that time. So 3 times.
Can't count that.
Yeah.
I will tell you when we're not recording the hotel I stay at when I'm in London.
Period.
That has my favorite English fry up I've ever had.
Okay, cool.
I literally will stay an extra day in London sometimes just to have another breakfast.
Just one more.
Like I literally would be like, I was supposed to leave tonight. I'm gonna leave tomorrow afternoon so I can do breakfast again. My fat ass, you know. My fat ass will stay for breakfast.
That is so funny. You know what's funny? I was like, that just reminded me of something completely random. Wait, let me ask you a question. What's the silliest thing you've ever used your celebrity for?
Well, you got to remember, I'm not really famous like that. Silliest thing I've ever used.
No, but you have an audience.
Celebrity for. I
mean, neither am I. So like, by that measure.
The two times I try to cash in on my attention the most.
Yeah.
I mostly hate it. Genuinely. You guys know that about me. I'm not interested in it.
Same.
The two times I try to use it are to get impossible restaurant reservations. I try to get into restaurants and I try to get tickets to Chiefs games. That's it. That's it. In concerts, but that doesn't count because that's never hard.
Yeah, I feel that.
Concert. I know enough people in music that I can almost always get into the concert.
Yeah.
The Chiefs don't really seem to want me around at all.
You and me both, girl.
The Chiefs organization does not want my gay ass in the box.
We're good, yeah.
I'm in the box. Isaiah Pacheco gets a first down and I go, I would change his fucking life one night. All I need is one night. I would.
No, or just posting their walk-in photos. I don't know. I'm thinking about things, guys.
I need him. I need Isaiah Pacheco. I need Isaiah Pacheco in a way that is it is against the Bible. it is against the, it's of the devil the way I need him. That man, my man.
My man, my man, my man.
He's so talented and he's so cute. I need him bad. And me talking like this is why I don't get allowed at the gate.
That's why they tase you if you try to get in.
Yeah, they know that I'm feral, and I'm feral for, I'll be feral for anybody who's good on the Chiefs. If you think I wouldn't give L'Jarius Sneed some action, I would give his ugly ass anything. And Patrick Mahomes' goofy ass could get it five ways to Sunday. When you play well, I'll show up.
Listen, aww, I'll clock in.
I'm attracted to talent.
Okay. I was going to say, the restaurant thing is so real because that's like the only thing I've ever used it for, really, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But specifically at the Caesar's Palace Bacchanal Buffet. Have you ever been to that shit? Girl.
Girl, it's on my bucket list.
Girl. Come with me. I literally, that's the only time I've ever been like, I really hope someone recognizes me, because we went the like night of, and I obviously you have to reserve them 10 years in advance to get in. And I was like, well, and normally I'll use fake names for stuff a lot. And Billy was like, oh, let me just do it with my name. And I was like, no, I'm going to put my first, middle, and last name in that bitch.
And,
like,
and follower count.
And my handle.
Links to my socials. Yeah.
And I put it in there and it said that we were like 300th something in line. I was like, oh, sick. Love that. Closes in an hour. But I love that for us. And we walked away and we were like going to another restaurant. And then all of a sudden it jumped to the top and you're like, oh, your table's ready. And I was like, I know that's fucking right, bitch. Thank and so you. We go, we pay, we're waiting in the line. And then someone came in to seat us and she was like, I know who you are, girl.
Girl.
And I said, and I know that's fucking right,
and
bitch.
Period. And shout out to every incel online who made it possible.
Shouts out to y'all.
Shout out to every guy who's never been laid that made this possible. I love it.
And we ate like kings.
By the way.
By the way.
God, I want that so bad.
Oh, I'll take you. We'll go again.
When I tell you, I love a buffet so much.
Me too.
That on the way yesterday when I, then when we confirmed that I was coming out here today, mm-hmm. I told my fat friend, there's a Golden Corral out in those parts. Do you want to come with me and go to Golden Corral? I said, you go kill time at a coffee shop or something while I do the podcast. I'm not going to bother Drew and Dayson with having you around, but I'll pick you up afterwards and we'll go to Golden Corral. And she was down, but it just didn't work out timing wise.
Oh, damn.
And don't be surprised if I stop by myself. I love a buffet, and LA is a tough place to feel that way.
Yeah, dude. Buffets. Yeah. Ugh. We love
exist
them.
In there.
Live for
a good hometown buffet too.
Oh, I'll take y'all. Y'all come to Kansas City, visit me sometime. I'll take you.
We
some
want
buffets.
To and go to a Chiefs game. Yeah, I've never we'll been together. To a professional football game before.
Oh, yeah. You
only
got
been college football games.
Arrowhead is the NFL experience.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to go. We'll all go together. I'll bring my whole family.
Oh, don't threaten me with a good time. I'll be like, yeah, I'll come out. I'm texting Noelle on the side. Girl, it's mostly me and you, but like we will see everybody else there, I'm sure.
Like they can come, it's fine, but like
I kind of just thought it was gonna be a you and me thing.
Yeah, am I talking to her on the side? I'm like, why are they here?
Wait, really quick, since we're on the before we go into the topic, because we've been keying. There's a buffet in Utah, in St. George, Utah specifically.
I love St. George.
Yeah, called Chuck-a-Rama. Have you been there?
It's
crazy.
It goes crazy.
It's crazy.
Bitch.
I need to get over there.
There's nothing but old people in there all day. Like no matter what time
and
you go.
And they're so racist.
Yeah.
But we ate there every day.
Oh, good. Me too.
Wait, what was it called again?
What love?
Yeah. Hold on. I want to talk to those folks. I think we'd have a lot more in common than just food.
Do a brand deal with them.
Dude, Chuck-a-Rama, bitch. I was eating like a king in that bitch. I was like, damn. I was like, you racism aside, y'all are eating.
That's here. Here's one thing. And you have to, if when you're from a place like Missouri, sometimes racist white people, they're gonna throw down in the kitchen, you know, like, do I want to be at the barbecue talking to these folks? No. Will I stop for a plate?
Of course.
Yeah, I will stop and grab a plate, and I'll wear a t-shirt with a statement on it, you know.
Come and take them.
I'll go in there in a trucker cap and be like, for sure, brother, anyway, you know. Yeah. Getting all my right. Ribs and my fried okra and getting the hell out of there.
That place is good. Chuck-a-Rama's good.
Okay, so for this week's topic, on our podcast, we pick a topic and we have them send in their takes or like stories. So we had them send in like polarizing hot takes, similar to like what you would ask Drew if she had like a really good like take. So we've talked about she hates PB&J.
Yeah.
I think chickpeas are the best legume type bean of all time, and they should serve them at Chipotle. Do you have one you want to share before we get into everyone else's?
Just a huge controversial hot take.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like a silly, or I'll tell you one that you text us, like me and Brittany.
No, I'm scared. I say some wild shit in there.
Like, I spend a lot of things in there.
You said the Beatles lucked into what Rascal Flatts deserves.
Girl. I keep talking about this. The Beatles were trash. Their music, rest in peace to many of them, but...
I don't want to talk badly on your friend.
No, but. no disrespect to the dead. But, but were they living, I would tell them. Their music was not all that. And the Rascal Flatts?
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
The Rascal Flatts lay it down, dude. The Rascal Flatts, first of all, queered country music. None of them are gay, but they queered country music.
Yeah.
Just being three guys harmonizing in country music.
It's so gay.
So gay. And the little, the fat little front guy.
With the bleached tips.
Gary.
Yeah.
Gay.
Gary's like, I don't want to spend another lonely night. I'm like, you know, like.
Okay, so we're going to go through some of those. Do you have any other like hot takes you want to share? I think the Rascal Flatts one is good.
I think it'll inspire him as we go through.
Yeah, when you hear these ones?
Yeah, I'll keep my ear to the ground.
Okay. Okay, this first one's from BT. They said, I think pickle juice is the best beverage. I'd be slurping that stuff down like it's milk.
I drink pickle juice like I'm suckling it from the teat of my mother. Girl, you just like pickles.
Yeah, that's your favorite beverage of all time?
Here's the thing.
Get out of here.
I like pickle juice, but people are doing too much with it. People are doing too much with pickles.
I think so too.
They're doing like, oh, pickle pizza, pickle this, that, and the other.
Enough.
Relax.
I miss when we were a country. That's why I started getting super pro-America. What the fuck is this?
Stop it.
That's the queer agenda. Enough.
Stop. Just enough.
Yeah.
Pickle juice. Yeah, it's the same thing with avocado, huh? When they just went too much with it.
They're going ape with avocado.
Yeah, it's just too much. Let things be things.
Mm-hmm.
I like pickles fine. People who hate pickles, I'm like, I don't understand that.
I think grow up, yeah.
Yeah, I think grow up.
Yeah, I fuck with a pickle. I don't mind them, but I wouldn't be slurping that fucking juice down.
Yeah.
Like milk also.
I definitely don't like when I wouldn't be slurping milk either.
Exactly.
When someone like starts drinking pickle juice out of the jar, I'm like, that to me is too much. Sorry, BT. I love you.
That feels like something you should do behind closed doors. Like, don't expose me to it.
It's kind of like masturbation.
I don't need to see that.
Like, you don't need an audience.
Yeah, I can imagine how it makes you feel, but it's a you thing.
I don't need to see it. Yeah.
I don't need to bear witness.
Shouldn't be doing it at an elementary school.
Okay, this next one's from Lissa. She said peanut butter and jelly sandwiches go so well with vegetable soup.
Vegetable soup? Like what kind of vegetable?
You lost me, Lissa. Would you guys know about this? A lot of people don't know about this that aren't from the Midwest. Do y'all know about cinnamon rolls with chili?
No.
That sounds
good though.
That's a full Midwest. So maybe this is trying to cash in on the same principle.
They're gentrifying.
Midwest, a big thing. Some of your Midwestern girlies might know. Cinnamon roll, like sweet cinnamon rolls with chili, a big like Iowa, Missouri thing.
That actually sounds pretty good.
You can dip it or not dip it, but it is delicious. It's basically just like sweet bread with like a savory soup. It's yummy.
Ooh, okay. That one I could do. Peanut butter and jelly with vegetable soup sounds gross.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, it's too much.
I ate peanut butter and jelly, so I'm automatically out.
Yeah, we know your thing with peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah,
Drew doesn't fuck with it.
Remember, I told you, I was like, big PB&J doesn't want you to know this, but you're all brainwashed.
Yeah, Drew's out on that.
And then do you like PB&J?
I do like PB&J.
I think they're so good.
I never told you this before because I just value our relationship so much.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
We'll talk after.
Yeah, fuck. Drew's going to hit me again.
Come on, can you give us the room, please?
Okay, this next one's from Dana. They said that all birds are absolutely evil at their core and they should not exist. And then they put in parentheses, I have bird trauma.
Okay, I agree regardless of
I agree
trauma.
Too. I didn't need, fuck you a bird. Yeah, you don't need to justify it to me, girl. I hate birds.
Don't ever do something around me that I can't do. Like, birds flying, I'm like, inappropriate. You have the upper hand? Get out of here. The ones that just walk, I'm like a penguin. I'm like, do your thing.
But yeah.
Don't be flying. Like an eagle, I'll kill an eagle.
With my bare hands, bitch.
Don't endangered or otherwise.
As God intended.
I'll kill an eagle. Vultures.
Enough.
We name bad people after those things.
The way that fuck birds. I hate them. I hate all of them. I hate them all. The same way I hate sea creatures is how I hate birds. But I feel like I don't want any problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The sea, I'm not gonna fuck with you. Don't fuck with me. Like, you stay there, I'll stay here.
This is how I feel about nature in general.
Me too.
Yeah.
Same.
I go, hey, if you wrestle a snake and it kills you, all turnabout is fair play. You know what I mean? Like, all's fair in love and war. I'm not gonna fuck with the snake.
Well, that's what I think about when about like shark attacks too. I'm like, well, you're in his house.
You went there,
girl. You're trespassing.
You went to there.
Maybe they have a stand your ground law in there. They're like,
look what you're wearing. Of course, the shark's gonna attack you.
Of course. And by the way, if a shark showed up at my house, I'm killing it.
Stand your ground.
Yeah. I go out to get a glass of water in the middle of the night. There's a shark. I don't care what. I don't care what they're wearing. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if they're an old friend. Three shots. two in the chest and one in the head.
After he's down. Just to make my sure. House.
You got to do the head one to make sure he's dead.
Mafia killing.
Come and take him.
I dare you.
We have us and sharks have a mutual understanding. I'm murdering you where you stand.
If I'm in the ocean, if I'm in the ocean and a shark kills me, as I'm dying, I'll be like, fair enough.
Yeah, you got me.
You got me.
He's like gnawing my bottom half off. I'm like, you got it, dog.
This is my bad. This is my bad.
I'm like, no, for sure. You know?
Stupid. Okay. Okay, this next one's from Sydney. She said, I think Raising Cane's is absolute ass and all of you are lying about liking it. There's literally no way. Do you like Raising Cane's?
Well, yes, I do. And I would say to this person, enjoy prison when I come to power. When I come to power, it's over for you.
You specifically.
I love Raising Cane's. If you think I'm not going to get a Caniac combo, replace coleslaw with extra bread, you're nuts.
That, I'm not kidding, is Billy's exact order.
Yeah. And that's my fucking boy.
He's literally like, I want a Caniac. And he gets that giant thing of sauce.
Yes,
you, dude. When you get the big sauce, they put it in a fucking cup.
Yes, dude.
That's gross.
They put it in a 24-ounce cup.
And I'm... I'm like, fuck, I'm acting like Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. I'm acting crazy in the Canes. Girl. I love Canes.
Yeah, I'm real like middle of the road on Canes. I don't love it, but I don't hate it either.
Here's what I will say to their point. People do this with certain restaurants where they treat it like they'll be like, people do it with Chipotle too, Chipotle Canes. They'll be like, I've got to have my Canes. You know, they just like, they like stan it. They eat it like three times a week.
That's too much.
I'm like, I go to Canes when I'm like, oh, I'd love a chicken tender right now.
Yeah, I'm near
a Canes.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But it hits when you want that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I'm super middle of the road with Cane. Daisy can't eat at Cane, so she's feeling real left out of this conversation. So she
can't eat there. But even when I did try it, they don't have ranch, and I like ranch. I was like,
give me more sauce options.
When do you go vegan?
I've been vegan
for almost 5 years. But when we go out, I'll eat dairy because I don't want to inconvenience when we go to dinner.
Y'all didn't tell me this. I didn't know you were vegan.
I'm gay. Of course I'm vegan.
This makes me think really different of you.
It's because everything hurts my stomach. That's why.
Well, she literally has a septum, so you should have known.
Yeah.
To be fair.
I'm not thinking less of you. I'm just thinking different.
In what way?
I'm like, I had no idea. Yeah, you know, I thought we were closer than that.
Oh, because I didn't tell you?
No, just that you would be that way.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful. But it's beautiful, but I had no idea about you.
Yeah. Well, when we pick restaurants to go to dinner, I never say anything because I don't want to inconvenience people. So I'll just eat what's there.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like, you know, when you come out to somebody and it's kind of like you need to give them time to process it. You've known it for a long time about yourself, but they need to, I need some time.
Okay, I got it.
I need some time.
I know. She always, when she tells people that, if it comes up and they're like, oh, do you want some? She's like, oh, I can't. I'm vegan. She goes, because I'm allergic to everything, not because I'm just like a horrible person.
Yeah.
Because some vegans are like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no,
some
vegans most are bad. Of them. Most of them are.
Some vegans are bad. Not you.
Yeah.
But she's like really allergic to a lot of things. Yeah. So it just kind of made sense for her to be vegan.
Totally,
to
totally. It's not a big deal to me at all. But you guys, this was so much, what time is it? This was so much fun. I love you guys, but
this has been great.
No, I don't care at all. Fuck, I'm getting a call.
Oh, man. We're like, oh, but that Golden Corral, I gotta go.
God, I wish they'd call me.
Can you imagine?
Let us know, Golden Corral. I know you love this pod.
Okay, this last one's from Jordan. She said, Vienna sausages are amazing, straight out of the can, uncooked. Same with Eggo waffles. They are better frozen.
Now they know exactly what the fuck they did putting Vienna sausages with Eggos. Because they want us to Eggos are carrying, Vienna sausages are disgusting. And Eggos are delicious, but don't you dare couch that.
No.
You can't put those together. Vienna sausages are...
They're really fucking gross.
The water that they... What's going on in there? It's so gross.
The way... Also, eating Eggos frozen? Question mark?
Question mark. Wait, was that part of it?
Yeah.
I think I was lost in
the
sauce.
Same with Eggo waffles.
The way that you got so flustered over Vienna sausages.
I'm not, you guys are going to think I'm doing this for comedic effect and like making this up. I'm sick to my stomach right now. Like legitimately, my stomach is jumping and turning. And partially it's because I grew up poor, so we ate Vienna sausages.
All the time.
And I vowed to never go back, but I'm not even kidding. I feel sick right now.
That's so gross. That's so gross.
Do you eat them cooked? I would think you cook them, right? Like hot dogs.
No, we didn't cook them.
You shade them out of the can too?
It's kind of like Spam. Like Spam you could eat.
Spam's yummy though.
I love Spam.
Spam's different.
A lot of Samoan cuisine has Spam.
Yeah. Spam's versatile, baby.
And we grew up poor too, so that's what we ate all the time.
With eggs too?
Oh, Spam and eggs.
Spam, eggs, and rice, bitch. That's my fucking meal.
I'm in it with Spam. Me and Spam go like this.
Yeah.
I love Spam.
That's part of our culture.
Okay, guys. So that's going to do it for the regular submissions. But we had some of our Patreoners. So if you know about our Patreon, we had them all ask, send in questions for Caleb. And I chose a few. So I'm going to read them to you.
And I'm going to be really raunchy over there.
So this first one's from Simon. And they said, I saw you at the Muna concert in Kansas City like 2 years ago. So that was really cool. If you could be a surprise guest during any concert, dead or alive, who would you pick?
If I could be a surprise guest.
That's a good question.
I hopped on stage with Muna at the Kansas City show, and I originally said no to that because I was like, I just want to celebrate you guys. You know, I just want to, that was really actually not uncomfortable for me. I had a blast, and I fucking love them. It was so nice of them to have me up.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't think that's my natural mode.
You sounded so good though from the TikToks I had seen of you performing. So.
But who probably the Chicks.
That would be so fun.
Probably the Chicks. They're my lifelong. Like I've just always adored them. My family adores them. Yeah, I'd be the Chicks. Natalie Maines, I'd love her.
Okay, this next one's from Cassie. She's also part of the Patreon. And she said, in the movie of your life, what actor would you want to play you and who would play your arch nemesis?
I would play me.
Obviously.
Who would play me besides me? I would hope it would be maybe Paul Hauser. Do you guys know him?
No.
He's really great. He's a really great actor. He's a fat guy. I love him. Who would play my arch nemesis? Oh, just some annoying gay guy. it would be like Alan Cumming or something, you know?
It's like Andy Cohen or something.
I was thinking Billy Eichner or something.
Yeah. I actually like Alan, but I do think he could play someone that I would hate really well. You know what I mean?
Okay.
In my life, nobody asked me, but in my life, I'm like, I guess like Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, we have similar body types, so like.
You guys are really similar.
Yeah, we have all this similar build.
Okay, this next one's from Allie. She asked, how was it starting stand-up comedy, and how did you deal with your nervousness or anxiety if you had any? I'm sure you've answered this question like a billion times.
Oh, no, I love this one. Starting stand-up is really difficult. You know, it's like you have to like, it's actually funny that it's kind of, it gets harder for a while because at first you think about your set for so long. A lot of people who start comedy, they think about their first 5 or 10 for years or months, you know? Mm-hmm. So your first set usually goes better than you think it will. And that's what hooks you. And then after that, when you have to develop new material and then you bomb for the first time or whatever, then it starts to get really like Dark Night of the Soul type shit. It's like really depressing.
That's when you start researching Buddhism again.
Truly, you get the books. But, you know, if you have something to say, you'll like it. Stand-up is something that I feel like you only do because you have to. Like, you have to be up there.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. And you can fight it for as long as you want, but it will come up sometime. And, but I think getting over nervousness, for me, I was never, like, I was afraid to bomb, but I was never scared to, like, say my opinions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love that.
I didn't want to fail. I didn't want people to dislike me. But it wasn't really stage fright. I've always been very comfortable on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not it for me. So if stage fright is your thing, I have no advice.
I don't know. Get over it, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe this isn't for you. and that would legitimately be okay.
Yeah.
But I think, know your material and know what you're doing. And also know that for the first little while, I don't think I felt like I was truly a stand up until I started doing stand up very rarely and loosely in 2016 or 15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think I felt like I was truly a stand-up until probably 2021.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. It just did not feel, and I wasn't pursuing it exclusively that whole time. I was doing other things and I would not do it for a couple months at a time. Then I'd do one show and feel good, do one show and feel bad. But I think probably 2021, and not even really until my tour last year, my big headlining tour, did I feel like not only am I a stand-up, but I am doing some of my best work.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Totally.
With the show that we went to, were parts of it from that tour. Mm-hmm. It was so good. We talked about it on this show for like 30 minutes.
We did. We did. It was the fucking the best show. It was so, so fucking funny.
Thanks, y'all. Yeah, that was that show you guys came to was a lot of new material, but some of it was from the tour.
It was so good.
It was so fucking good. It like literally, Billy was like, when we left, he was like, I want to go see him on like a full hour. And
yeah,
stuff.
We were saying
and I was
that
like,
too.
No, I know, same.
Okay, so this one is from someone. It's anonymous, but they said, what is your favorite album of all time and why?
Oh, that's so brutal.
Even if you have a couple, I feel like I could never just say one.
Yeah, I mean, my...
You could do top three.
Yeah, I think probably favorite all time has got to be Miss Education of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Period.
If I had to just answer the question and stick to it.
That's a great one.
It's a singular piece of work. It's so of its time. It's so...
To Zion's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh my God.
It's one of my favorite songs.
It's so culturally... You can feel the time and the culture in the album. But it's
totally.
Also timeless, you know? And I think, yeah, it's just so beautiful and so like... Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, it's just I always come back to it.
That's a great choice.
Other perfect albums to me, Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves.
Oh my God, I think about her all the time.
I've been listening to it a lot lately because of her new song.
Her new song is so good.
Frank Ocean had two, Channel Orange and Blonde, both to me, no skips.
Yep.
All Rippers, No Skippers.
Period.
Dixie Chicks Fly. Who else had perfect albums? Now this is one that I bring up a lot that people don't give a fuck about, but Jason Derulo's debut album is legitimately as a understanding it in the context of when it came out and understanding it as a debut pop album, one of the best.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Nobody ever cares about this or likes that I'm saying it, but if you listen to that album front to back, Jason Derulo is telling you exactly like what his sound is and who he's going to be. And as a debut, I don't know if it was his freshman in tech, like maybe he had one before it, but it was his breakout. It's a perfect album.
Does that one have What You Say on it?
Yes. Oh, okay. It's Love Hangover. It's like literally like listen to it. It's really go listen to it.
That's a good one. Okay. This next question is from Lakin, and she asked, which color do you think has the worst personality?
Purple. People who like
that's such a good one. That's so real.
People who like purple are
they scare me.
People whose favorite color is purple, I'm like, you're just ill in a way, you know.
People whose favorite color is purple are like people who run a marathon once. They're like they find a way to bring it up.
Yeah, they bring
they're
it
gonna
up.
Bring it up and they're gonna talk about it. Like I do not give a fuck where you're at. Like you could be at a fucking funeral.
Yeah,
you'd be at a wake and they're like.
Did someone say I did a marathon? It's funny because my new podcast that's coming out soon is one of the colors in it. The designer put purple in it and I allowed it because I liked it.
Yeah.
But it's the only time I've ever liked purple. Oh.
But it's also not purple.
It's like a lilac.
It's more of
like
a lilac.
Lavenderish, which I will excuse.
Real stands no.
I would
real
never.
Purple.
Real stands know the shade
purple.
Of my podcast art.
Okay, and then this is the last question. This one's from Olivia, and she said, give your review of the worst place you've ever eaten at in New York.
In New York?
Damn.
Oh, because I had one. New York specifically. Worst place I've ever eaten at in New York. Wow. I go to New York a lot.
I know, same.
Or even
it's
LA,
hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to find bad food in New York, to be honest.
Yeah, well...
Depending on where you're at.
Worst meal I've had in New York. I went... I genuinely do not remember the name of it, but there was a restaurant. I was filming a movie in New York like a year and a half ago maybe. And I went out with the director like right when I got to town. And we went to this restaurant in I think like Tribeca-ish that we were both really excited about.
Okay.
That we were like, ooh, this is like people love this place. Like, let's go. And I don't remember the name of it, but it was in like a basement. And it was like we got like oysters and stuff. And just everything we got was bad. But it was like a nice place, an expensive restaurant.
Yeah.
In New York. I just was like, this should be so good.
Why is it not?
And everything we got was bad. And I just remember leaving the meal and being like, not a great introduction to this trip. You know what I mean?
I hope that's not a sign.
I was like, damn. And the movie turned out to be a lot of fun. So thank God. But I was like, I literally was like, I believe in omens. And I was like, uh-oh.
Me too.
You know, I was like, uh-oh. What are we in for? is the whole project gonna feel like a bad oyster, you know? Like, oh no.
You're getting all the bad out in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used it all up on that one dinner.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Caleb. That's going to do it for this episode.
Our bestie, Caleb.
I love you guys.
Where can everybody find you? And where can everybody come and see you?
For the time being, you can find me on the internet at Caleb Says Things. And I reserve the right at any moment to leave the internet forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, come see me. Go to the link in all my bios and come see me at live shows. When does this come out?
It'll come out on Tuesday. This Tuesday.
Great. So, I'm doing a whole tour with my friend Annie DeRusso. You can come see us in New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Nashville, San Francisco, and L.A.
Period.
I'm also doing my hour in L.A. at Netflix as a Joke Fest at Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Major.
Fucking awesome.
Beyond cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, come see me in a live show. That's where I would really like to see
you. No, please go see him.
We talk about you almost every episode.
We do. Yeah. Everybody knows. Everybody's very familiar with Caleb already. But like, because we talk about how much we fucking love you all the time. But I cannot recommend Caleb's stand-up enough, y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, truly, it is so fucking good. Like,
even Annie DeRusso, she's super talented. So excited.
Annie's amazing.
What a great combo. That's gonna be super fun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We love you very much.
I love you guys.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
That's gonna do it for this week's episode. We love you. See you next week. Bye.
God, thank God it's over. You guys are fucked up.
3 University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.